broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning. It is August 19th. We're in the clubhouse. My guest this morning from Solheim Cup, Ron Syrak, special to the LPGA this week, of course, Golf Channel contributor, author of Vision 54 Trilogy. Yes, it's a huge weekend. Not only is it Solheim Cup, it's the U.S. Amateur. It's Wyndham, the final event for the guys in the bubble to keep their PGA Tour cards, and the final event to get into the best position to start the FedEx Cup. So we're going to start off, of course, and we're going to continue throughout the show, Solheim Cup. Will the Europeans come back? Will this be a competition? We've got Ron Syrak, of course, coming up. We have Jay Coffin and Louine Merritt. All of them are at Solheim Cup. We'll be back right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Ron Syrak, special to the LPGA this week. It is Solheim Cup. It's the second day. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. Thanks for having me on, Daniel.
What is going on? I'm watching, and I was prepping for the show, and I've got my back to the TV set. I can't watch. I'm just typing up notes to myself and the outline, and I'm listening, and it's roaring, and it's roaring, and it's roaring, and I know that the roars, since this is all being played here in the United States of America, must be for the U.S. team. And the Europeans are having a really tough time. Can you spell it out for us, what's happened over the last 24 hours?
Well, essentially, Europe went about 24 hours without winning a point. They got swept in four balls yesterday afternoon, losing all four matches. And then they lost the first two foursomes matches out this morning and got waxed in both of them, 5-3. They came back and they won the last two foursomes, 2-1. And they go into four balls this afternoon, trailing 7.5 to 4.5. Quite frankly, the American team is deeper. There's more ammunition on the American side than there is on the European side.
Okay, so on paper, it was said at the very beginning of the month before going into Solheim Cup that the European Tour is just not got what it takes to take on the U.S. team, that it's a predominantly rookie tour with not enough a lot of leaders, and then the leadership that everyone was counting on was kind of taken out of the mix. And history was made yesterday when the U.S. swept the afternoon four balls. And Annika Sørenstam has an injured player now. Tell us, could anything else go wrong for Annika at this point?
And it started even before the event got underway, when she lost Suzanne Pedersen, who was going to be the anchor of the team. She was replaced by Katrina Mathieu, who is also a veteran with a ton of Solheim Cup points. But Suzanne was the kind of player you could run out there four or five times, and she was going to get you a bunch of points. And if you look at the European team, they always don't have the depth of the Americans, but they're usually brilliant at hiding their weak spots. Mm-hmm. And the problem this time is not enough top players have emerged to make it possible to hide their weak spots. All 12 Americans, after morning foursomes today, all 12 Americans have at least one point there are still six Europeans looking for their first point.
Wow. What are your thoughts? Is it because they're rookies and this is a rebuilding period for the Europeans?
Well, I think there's some things going on here. Part of it is that four players do qualify for the team off the Ladies European Tour points thing. And the Ladies European Tour had a very, very thin schedule this year. They only played about a half dozen tournaments. And quite frankly, if they took their they have four qualify off points, four qualify off the Rolex rankings, and four captain's picks. If they made their eight automatic players all off the Rolex rankings, they would have a stronger team than the one that they have in here. And the fact that the LET is in a weak stretch right now really sort of has hurt the composition of this team.
I'm glad you brought that up, because there have been very few sponsors getting behind the LET, and that's why they've had so few events, obviously. If a sponsor won't put up some prize money, yep. Then you don't have an event, right? So it's been a real tough time for the Ladies European Tour, and that means the girls haven't played. They've played maybe six times this year. Gives them absolutely no competition. You can't compete unless you've got some competition in your bag, right?
They went 2.5 months without a tournament.
Wow.
Yes. And the other thing is the players who play primarily on the LET never, ever, ever see the kind of greens they see in the United States. Wow. You know, they never get greens that are this fast and this contoured. And so that's a big change for them, too. Now, that said, one bright spot for them is Georgia Hall, who's 21 years old, has really emerged as a prize rookie for them, and somebody who's going to, I think, be a Solheim Cup stalwart for Europe for a long time. Charlie Hall is only 21 years old, and she's got a very good Solheim record, but she's nursing a sore wrist right now, and that's happened, a sore right wrist, and that's happened since she got here. I do think that Annika is looking. She's running Katrina Matthews back out again. You know, she's asking a 47-year-old to play 36 holes today. That's a big ask. Anna Nordqvist is being asked to play 36 holes today, and she's coming back from a bout of mono. So she's really asking some of her veteran players to come up big this afternoon. And, you know, look, if Europe could win three of these four best ball matches this afternoon, they're right back in it. They'd only be 1 point down going into singles.
It's scary, though, because, you know, they got swept yesterday. You know, the Americans took every one of this particular format. When it comes to Charlie Hall's injury, the rough at this Des Moines Country Club is incredible. Is it as thick and as gnarly as it looks?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's another. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another thing that the Europeans don't see over there is rough like this. And it could very well be that that's how Charlie's injury occurred. And you know, I'll tell you, talk about emerging stars that are over here. I mean, two that we've seen. Danielle Kang already emerged when she won the Women's PGA Championship, but she's made absolutely every putt that she's had. And the team of the four ball team of Lizette Salas and Angel Yin is really formidable, because Angel is 18 years old from California, and she's going to end play. There's going to be three or four holes this afternoon where she's going to finish with her golf ball in her pocket, because she hit the ball off the planet. But she's also going to hit about six or seven drives, 320 yards.
Who is that?
She's Angel Yin. She kills the ball, crushes it. And I think she's the perfect best ball match play partner to have.
And it's wonderful, because going into this whole event, Lizette Salas was kind of underplayed. You know, like, we don't know if she's got the game to kind of really contend here. And then she turns into, like, this star who takes the rookies under her wing, provides them with stability and a sense of calm. And you've got this fabulous woman who's doing great things with these two kids. And what? How old is Lizette? I'm calling her a woman with the kids.
And Lizette, it's really hard not to root for her because her backstory is awesome. You know, she come from her parents are Mexican immigrants of very modest means. His father bartered his skills as a mechanic to get her golf lessons and golf privileges. And when she started out on a Symetra tour, they'd travel the tournaments together and they'd sleep in his truck. I remember being at the Solheim Cup in Colorado, and she played Pedersen in Sunday singles and halved her. And I was standing behind the 18th green when the match ended and talking to her mom. And her mom said, "You don't know how much it means to us to see our daughter playing for the United States." And so she's really somebody that really warms your heart.
It's wonderful. Now let's talk about the difference between foursomes and four balls. Foursomes, you leave your partner to play your last shot. Is that the hardest of the two?
Yeah, I mean, foursomes is the most stressful because if you hit a bad shot, you put your partner in a horrible spot. You know, they got to go hit the next one. In four ball, you're both playing your own ball. So if one person hits it off the planet, you're still in the game because you still got the other person's golf ball to play. In foursomes, if one person hits it off the planet, you're dead.
And when you say they're playing their own ball, I'm curious, are they playing the ball that they, I think in Ryder Cup, don't they all have to play the same type of ball, or do they all get to play their own Titleist, Callaway, whatever happens to be their choice?
No, they can play whatever ball they want. The decision that's made, though, is when you're playing alternate shot. You know, if one person plays one kind of ball and the other person plays the other kind of ball, you got to figure out which ball you're going to play.
Yeah.
But in best ball, you know, you can each hit your own ball.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I wanted to make that clear to everybody because I think that's interesting. Having, you know, you'd have to pair up the people. He plays Titleist, so we'll keep him with Titleist.
Right.
Pair them all up together. Well, it's just fabulous. Michelle Wee is doing an awesome job. She and, of course, Danielle Kang are a fabulous pairing. They're great friends. But seeing Michelle come out the way she does in team competition, I just love to see her play her regular game in competition the way she plays Solheim Cup.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about match play is it levels the playing field in a lot of ways, particularly on the greens, it's on the greens where Michelle has had her most problems. In match play, you can go after the putt you have because you don't have to worry about the next putt often. Because often, you know, you have a putt for the half of a hole. If you miss it, you don't have to worry about the 4-footer coming back because you're going to pick it up and go on to the next hole.
That's right.
In stroke play where you got to keep putting, you know, you got to keep putting till you get that ball in the hole. That's a whole different pressure.
And it certainly is. Ron Syrek, special to LPGA Golf Channel contributor, author of Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages, that one, covered over 160 majors. Thank you so much for being on the show. Your perspective is always awesome. Thanks.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back and take you to Top Golf. Top Golf, they've got so many things, so many irons in the fire. Have you ever heard of Top Golf Chef? Yes, they even have a reality show. They're working with the PGA of America, and they're growing the game. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You know, when you walk into Topgolf, it kind of looks like a huge pro shop with a restaurant beckoning and hitting bays, tables and chairs, and you get your golf balls like you do at a driving range. You play games. You use targets on a huge range with sensors that give you scores. And there's five different games you can play, and there's music, and there's food, and there's drink, and there's laughter, and there's fun. That's Topgolf. And that's where they had the PGA demo show in Las Vegas. Then there's Topgolf the business, expanding the game of golf, growing the game, using its business to help the traditional golf businesses. PGA of America and Topgolf partnered to advance career opportunities and grow interest in golf. PGA of America will support Topgolf hiring efforts. Topgolf will promote PGA of America events and support PGA Junior League golf. Huge since PGA Junior League started. These kids are having a blast. We're going to talk with the COO of Topgolf right now, Craig Kessler. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good to be here. And we've got to hire you. You did an incredible job.
No, you do an incredible job, Craig. I'm just amazed at everything you do. And then there's Topgolf Chef. You have a new reality show.
We do. It's called Topgolf Chef Showdown, and we've got eight of our executive chefs from Topgolf that compete head-to-head, and the winner will have their dish featured on our menu this fall.
It's wonderful. I mean, I got to tell Diana DeLucia from Golf Kitchen about what Topgolf is doing.
That's great.
It's wonderful. Now, let's kind of focus in on what you're doing with the PGA of America and the hiring that the PGA of America is going to do to support your hiring efforts. I don't think a lot of people realize that you have director of operations, director of instruction, lead instructors. You hire 500 associates every time a venue opens up?
That's right. You summarized it well. So every time we open a venue, we create roughly 500 jobs. Some of those jobs are for hourly associate positions and some are salaried managers. And it's on us to bring in the best talent in the world. And we think the PGA of America can help us fill a couple of those positions in particular.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing like a PGA because becoming one, you go through so much training. You take tests and it's not easy. Charlie Reimer from Golf Channel became a PGA, and he said so on television. He's a professional golfer who was on tour. So if he says it's not easy, it's not easy. I got to ask you a question. Because sitting here in Hawaii, we've been talking about how great it would be. You know, sure, the ninth island is Las Vegas, and we can fly there, you know, almost, well, most people go there three times a month, or rather a year if they're retired. So we can do that. We could go to Topgolf Las Vegas, but it would be so cool to have one in Waikiki, somewhere near the Alawai Golf Course. And I know, yeah.
We couldn't agree more. We would love to have a Topgolf in Hawaii. We think the demographics are fantastic. The climate year-round is wonderful. The space where you mentioned would also be fantastic, particularly given the amount of tourists that come through and also the great golf heritage that's been around for many, many years. So we're doing our best, and we're hopeful to be in Hawaii sometime soon.
That would be great. And I got to ask you some of the, you know, tougher questions. Some people are afraid that Topgolf will make it unaffordable for the local guys, the Kama'aina guys, the people who've been playing, you know, over at the Alawai and might want to go play over at Topgolf. Would you have like maybe a double-tiered price range?
So here's one of the things we pride ourselves on at Topgolf is that we integrate with our local communities.
This is not a franchise business where our objective is to stamp them out as fast as possible. Anytime we build a Topgolf, it's very, very important for us to understand the local context and be a very, very good neighbor. And, you know, whether it's Olawai or anywhere else in the world, before we go in, we need to work with the local community to figure out how to make this a success for everyone.
I think that's such good news that you have that sense of community that you're walking into a very different community. Hawaii is a very different community. We have a very local, you know, the people who live here, who've grown up here, who have generations of family behind them. And most of our golf community is that, you know, there's four generations of golfers who have moved the golf community forward. And Topgolf is fantastic. What it does, bringing in people to the game who'd never play it, and who might be thrilled at the fact that, gee, I can use this club and I can hit the target. I think I want to do this outdoors. I think I want to make a tee time.
That's right. You said it well. You know, one of the special things about both golf and Topgolf is that it's more than just a sport. It's a way lots of families teach their children lessons about discipline and etiquette and sportsmanship. And we think we're uniquely positioned, given kind of how cool our product is, to help grow the game and help families impart those lessons onto their kids. And we're excited about that.
Yeah, that the fun, social, you know, aspects of the game. I help coach a little junior group. You know, there's like maybe 8 or 10. They come together on Sunday morning. And first we're on the bay at Bayview and we're hitting balls, and then we may go to the putting green or we'll take on a couple of holes, and it's only an hour. But the kids have so much fun. They have fun because they're in a social setting with kids their same age, sort of. And there's little ones and big ones, and they become like a family. The big ones help the little ones. The little ones tease the big ones. They're all laughing and having a great time, and they're playing golf and they're getting better. And that's what it seems that you're going to be doing when you get together with the PGA Junior League. How is that going to work with Topgolf? Are you going to bring them into your Topgolfs?
Yeah, so it'll really work in two ways. The first is Topgolf has a program called Play It Forward. And any youth golfers who are part of formal programs, be it junior leagues, high school golf teams, they've got access to Topgolf facilities Monday through Friday, I believe, you know, before, up until 5 p.m., and they can use our facilities for free.
Wow.
The second way we'll integrate with the PGA Junior Leagues is we've got a very robust golf instruction program that teaches both kids and adults how to play golf. For a lot of those kids, once they're ready to go from top golf to actually playing traditional green grass golf, we could think of no better place to steer them than PGA Junior Leagues.
Yeah, you know, you talk about it because when you play in a top golf facility, you are a venue. You are then in a safe environment and you're playing target, and that you get that immediate reinforcement. That it's immediate gratification. I hit the target. I scored, which is what I was saying at the beginning. How much fun is that? Kids love that. I'm, you know, it's like a game, a video game. I'm scoring. Now let's take it to the green grass. And then you've got the PGA of America and all their great teachers on the grass with the PGA Junior League. I think it's a great partnership. I applaud you. I'm really excited, and it would be so good to have one here. And you can hire me.
well, thank you. We just might do that. And I'll tell you, in terms of the PGA partnership, we're thrilled. It took us a while to figure out exactly how we could work together. And after months of discussion, we finally got there and could not be more excited to partner with such a forward-thinking organization.
It's absolutely great talking and meeting you. Craig Kessler, Chief Operations Officer, Topgolf. Thank you for being on the show.
All right. Take care.
Aloha. Fascinating us and wonderful. What a great thing it would be. We're going to come back and we're going to go back to Solheim Cup because we're sure hoping that they're getting ready to go on. I'm looking at the television. Lizette Salas is waving. What a wonderful lady she is. And she's been working so well. Did you hear that this young woman can hit it regularly 310 yards? Angel Yim? My goodness. What a woman. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
The U.S. Amateur. 18 players have won more than one U.S. Amateur through 2016. Bobby Jones, 5 times. Jerome Travers, 4 times. Walter Travis, 3 times. Tiger Woods, 3 times in a row. That was a first. I don't think anybody's done in a row. I think that's Tiger's. In the 60s, Vinnie Gillis came in 2nd 3 times in a row. Imagine his, you know, wishes. 3 times in a row, 2nd. Sounds like Phil Mickelson in a way. Today, Doug Gim of Arlington Heights, Illinois, Mark Lawrence Jr. of Richmond, Virginia, Leo Humphrey of Greenwich, Connecticut, and Doc Redmond of Raleigh, North Carolina are going through the semifinals at Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. People came from around the world and many of the United States, including John Oda of Honolulu, Hawaii. Oda qualified into match play. John Oda won his first match 2-up against Justin Tershko. We all called him Jonathan when he was in junior golf. He's now listed as John. So John Oda won his 2nd match, 2-1 against Dylan Wu of Medard, Oregon. But John Oda lost to Doc Redmond in the round of 16, 2-1. And today Redmond is trying to get into the finals. And that's the U.S. Amateur. That's being played in addition to Solheim Cup. And, of course, the final event of the PGA Tour, that is to keep your card. If you're on the bubble, if you're 124, you may not get your card. You got to be above. And there are many people who were on the bubble, and they're working hard. And, man, the leaderboard shows it. But let's go to the women who are working so hard. Jay Coffin, editorial director, golfchannel.com. He's a senior director of editorial content for golfchannel.com. He's been with the website since 2008. You can see him sometimes on Morning Drive, Golf Central. Right now, he's busy at Solheim. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jay.
Hey there, Danielle. Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Excellent. How can I not be happy? The U.S. is winning. But but I'd like to see the Europeans, and I was glad to see they won 2 of the matches today in the morning?
Yeah, they split 2-2, which was, you know, I think it's weird because it sort of feels like a win for both sides. Europe was happy to at least be 2-2, and U.S. historically has sort of struggled in the foursome, so they were both happy to be 2-2. But, you know, the total is Europe is still down 3, and it's not totally close right now.
No, and what scared me, of course, and I say this because you want it to be a competition. You don't want it to be a blowout.
Correct.
Right? I mean, that
no, yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, when you come to these, you've interviewed tons of media over the years, and how many times do people tell you you root for the story, right? I really, yes, I'm an American, but I'm here root for the story, so I want something terrific to happen. Was I happy that the U.S. won 2 years ago? Yes, because it was a terrific story. Would it be great if Europe came back and won this thing? Yes, a terrific story. So when I come to these, the last thing that makes a great story is a blowout. So that's why it's important for Europe this afternoon to try to get 3-1. If they can win 3 points, 3 out of the 4 points, and at least pull back within a couple points going into Sunday, that would be a good result to at least make Sunday more interesting than it appears like it might be right now.
Exactly. And what Annika Sorenstam has been faced with Susanne Pedersen, first of all, and then...
Yep.
With Charlie's wrist is so bad. Is it? She's definitely out this afternoon, right?
Yeah, she's definitely out. And you know, it's one of those things where you look at it. We were just talking about it over lunch just a few minutes ago, and sort of all these things that just haven't gone right. You know, the Susanne Pedersen thing that obviously stinks. But you know what? Katrina Mathieu took her place, and Katrina Mathieu is 2-0. So it's easy to sort of look at what would happen if Susanne was in these matches, but Katrina Mathieu, her replacement, has done more than her fair share.
Yes.
Charlie Hall, the same thing. It would be nice. She played 36 yesterday. It would be nice for her to be out there. But if she did play and ended up winning her match, I guess my point is I'm not sure how much closer it would be had all these things actually gone right for Europe. It's easy to look at them and think that they would have, but I'm not sure it would have.
I think you're absolutely right. Susanne can be very fiery, and you who knows? I mean, having her being a support is crucial. Having her being there, and as you said, with Katrina Mathieu's winning both of the events that she was slotted into, and then playing again this afternoon, it's she's done great. She's won both of her matches. It's great. I loved your story about Lizette Salas yesterday, how she guided her two rookies.
Yeah, you know, she's terrific, you know, and she's one of the more unheralded players, you know, here. I mean, there's a lot more flashy players, obviously, Michelle Wee, Paula Creamer, even Danielle Kang, super flashy. You know, you're some of the rookies, Austin Ernst, you go and you look at a lot of flashy players, Lexi Thompson, Christy Kerr. But Lizette Salas, man, she just kind of got the job done. She said she knew before she got here that she was going to end up having a rookie in each one of her matches on the first day, and she was happy about it. She was happy that she was going to get to break someone in, that she was going to get to just sort of guide somebody around there. And she, I mean, two completely different rookies, Danielle Kang, flashy, crazy, fiery. And then you had Angel Yin, who hits the ball 800 yards off the tee, it seems like. And is just as bubbly and as giggly and as crazy as could be. And I think that it was great. I think that both the rookies helped sort of give Lizette a little bit more energy and a little more pep in her step. But I think that Lizette's calming nature got both of them to calm down and focus on what they needed to do as well. And I thought it was just brilliant, brilliant pairing. And brilliant play, obviously, to be able to back it up.
Yeah, it was great. I love how you wrote that. You know, it was very nice reading. You have a way of bringing us into the inside. Have you had a chance to talk with Annika Sorenstam?
Yeah, last night a little bit, not so much today. She was in great spirits last night. It was and look, you know, you kind of you just don't know when, you know, these people have great personalities. And I mean, who in women's golf has ever done more interviews than Annika Sorenstam? You know, no one.
Right. Yeah.
So you just don't know what you're going to get when, you know, somebody who just got ran up against a buzzsaw. I mean, not only did the U.S. win 4-0 yesterday afternoon, Europe never led a hole in any of the four matches. But never led in any of those four matches. So not that they just lost. They got absolutely obliterated.
Yes.
But Annika came in and was terrific yesterday. Was telling sort of a couple of jokes about Charlie Hall and was talking about, hey, I won a lot of golf tournaments after 72 holes. right now is the equivalent of after 27 holes. And not once did I ever win a 27-hole golf tournament.
Wow.
So that was her message to her team. That's the what she was going to do. That was how she was going to rally the troops. That's what she told them last night. They came out a little bit more loose and performed pretty well this morning. So it all comes down to this afternoon. Europe has to a 2-2 split, you know, normally is terrific in one of these sessions. A 2-2 split after a 2-2 split this morning is no longer good enough for Europe.
That's a lot of pressure for these young ladies.
That's a whole.
Who do you see Katrina Matthews as being their leader?
I think so. You know, more in her play than a vocal leader. And that I'll go back to Suzanne a little bit. Maybe that's how it sort of. I mean, Suzanne is a player that an entire team can get behind.
Yes.
You know, if she's fired up and she's pumping and she's going nuts, the entire team can get behind a player like that. More than a player like Katrina Matthews, even though Katrina Matthews' play is terrific, she's not as vocal of a leader. So I think, yes, in that, you know, Katrina obviously was like an assistant captain and is out there and, you know, the mom squad, the all mom team, her and Karina Shea are 2-0 together. So I think her play is leading, but she's not as much of the vocal leader as somebody like Suzanne.
Well, Suzanne carries the flag. You know, she's walking out there. She's got the flag and she's going ahead. And it's hard to see Katrina with a flag. You know, where's the person making all the charge?
Yeah. And granted, there hasn't been a lot to be fired up about in Europe either.
That's another very good point. And I've got to tell you, there's times when I'm listening to the fans. Of course, it's a U.S. stacked fan base. I'm like, hey, guys, it's not like winning this hole. We weren't up against a whole lot. Could we be a little bit more pleasant?
There's a lot of people out here, and they love their golf, and they love their Americans. So
yes,
you gotta get what you get.
Yeah, it's you know, USA. Yeah, we are winning, mm-hmm. and rub it in.
Yeah,
but what do you see? I gotta turn it around a little bit here because I do want to talk about the Bubble Boys, and some of them are doing fantastic work. Sam Saunders goes into this weekend not having what looked like a prayer, and bam, mm-hmm. he shoots a 63.
Yeah.
Just amazing work.
Yeah, and how good of a story would that be? I mean, anytime, you know, especially, you can't do enough tributes to Arnold Palmer, but what would be more of a tribute to him than to see his, you know, to see his grandson make a charge like that in Greensboro, which is, you know, one of the longtime great stops on the PGA Tour that's really sort of done such a good job in finding its niche. You know, I mean, you know, there's so many PGA Tour events. It's all about finding its niche. And this event has found its niche as, it's after the PGA. And a lot of people are tired with golf and getting ready for football. But this has done such a great job in creating this kind of drama about who's going to continue on and who's going to go home. Who is not rooting for Sam Saunders?
No, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody is. And he's made the cut, and he's moving on up. And Johnson Wagner did the same thing. You know, he's at one point leading at Wyndham. So it's really fun. As you said, they found their niche.
And exactly.
And now that we sort of know, I think a lot of it, and the reason I brought up the Sam Saunders, of course, I'm kind of using the storyline because Sam has the Arnold Palmer. So then this event has the grandson of Arnold Palmer trying to keep his PGA Tour card. You know, that elevates the whole, and it's really great to see that they've got a place in this whole, in this really tough schedule for a place to stand out. I often think that we do need an off season. But there are so many young people coming out of the web.com. They want to move into the PGA Tour. The fall's mm-hmm. a perfect time for those guys to be struggling, getting themselves into right. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think I absolutely think there should be an off season. But you know what? As long as there are people willing to put up sponsorship dollars for a tournament, and as long as there are people willing to play in those tournaments, I agree, but it's almost not worth discussing because it's not going to go away. When people are willing to write those checks,
I was just going
to
say,
if people are willing to play for that money, what are you going to do?
Jay Coffin, you can say it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You can say it. Yeah, okay. So bottom line is Jeff Ogilvy, 70-66, birdied five of his final seven holes to make the cut by one. That was awesome. Johnson Wagner over the made it over the bubble. He was at 141, shot a 64 yesterday, gets him in contention going into the weekend and possibly, maybe even two-year exemption instead of just getting that card. And Ryan also, I think it's Ryan Armour who leads with...
Ryan Armour, yep.
Yeah. So all of them doing really good there. And others, you guys should really check out the leaderboard when you're watching Wyndham. This is an interesting problem for Golf Channel, having so much golf at the same time, having the Solheim Cup and the Wyndham Championship, all of these things. How do you guys juggle that?
It's good. It's good for business, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's better. It's better than the alternative. You know, I mean, I'm in a lot of these meetings too, where, you know, week to week meetings where they talk about contingency plans. You know, what happens if this one goes long or this one goes short, and, you know, and we get handoff coverage from this event because this one went long, and what happens here, and, you know, and a lot of that stuff sort of makes my head spin, but I always end up leaving the office, leaving that meeting saying, well, that's better than us sitting around there saying, well, what the hell are we going to put on the air this afternoon? So I'm fine with that.
Yeah, no, the European Tour went long, blew out morning drive, turned into Solheim Cup. Yesterday, Solheim Cup gave way to Wyndham, and I thought the whole world was going to explode.
Correct.
Right? And then all of a sudden, Wyndham goes to streaming, and here we got back Solheim Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did the world
it
almost explode?
It can be mind-numbing at times.
Yes.
It absolutely can be mind-numbing.
Yeah,
but again,
good
beat
job.
The alternative.
Good job. Well, it's great watching our stars, Lexi Thompson and Christy Kerr, have been a phenomenal pairing, just like Danielle Kang and Michelle Wee. Just amazing.
Yeah.
And Paula Creamer is certainly showing that she could have been a pick, definitely, because she's coming on so strong.
Without question. Yeah, without question. All those, and that's, you know, all these two, you know, I look at Christy Kerr's career is absolutely amazing. The longevity of her career and still watching her walk in putts left and right is terrific. And then all these young stars too shows that the U.S. side of the Solheim Cup is going to be healthy for a long, long time.
Long time. And I was talking with Ron Cyrak earlier, he did say that, you know, the way the European pick their players with, maybe they should go to just an all Rolex point.
Yeah.
Until the LET can rebuild itself.
I agree with that. I agree. And he and I were actually talking about that quite a bit over the last couple of days. And I think it has to happen. That way everybody sort of knows where they stand on a week to week basis. The makeup of the European side of this event is not so, does not hang on a tour that has been struggling in times. You want to have the best against the best. And the world ranking is designed, while it's flawed, it's the best system out there for determining who the top players are from both sides, and there's almost no reason not to do it.
Exactly. Perfect. Well, I better let you get on the course. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go. They're just off the first tee now. I'm probably going to go with that lead match. I like to go with the lead match and then just kind of hang in there and walk back as I start to hear some roars. So plenty to see this afternoon, and it should be a good day.
We're watching. I got Golf Channel on right now. And
beautiful.
Someone just sank a putt. I can tell because the arm's in the air. All right. Thank you so much, Jay Coffin, for being on the show. Really appreciate you. Jay Coffin, Golf Channel Senior Director Editorial. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good. Aloha. We're going to come back, and we're going to delve into Golf Kitchen, CEO Diana DeLucia. You know, Golf Kitchen started as a 600-page coffee table book and collectible. If you're thinking about getting something for holidays, you know, you've got the person, they're kind of a foodie, but they're also a golfy. Does that make sense? They're into that world. You should give them a subscription to Golf Kitchen magazine. it's really perfect. They don't become overwhelmed with a whole bunch of magazines. It's a quarterly, and it's beautiful. It's got really good interviews. And one that's coming up is with Gary Player. And the interview with Gary Player is so insightful. It's certainly he's into fitness. We all know that. But it's what he talks about, and he's into nutrition. You've heard that too, right? How about the importance of the family dinner? I mean, this is what I love about Golf Kitchen. It takes us into golf, into our homes, and into our nutrition, our bodies, taking care of ourselves. We'll be back after this with Diana DeLucia. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, CEO, Golf Kitchen. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. How are you? Once again, a great intro. I really appreciate your support.
Absolutely. I love the work you're doing. You know, award-winning food photographer, a chef on the Big Island said, you're really good.
Oh, thank you.
It's not easy to do that. Golf Kitchen magazine is coming out this fall, but you know what I find interesting, and I'm just going to kind of just go through this, is if you're doing a magazine, you have to see far into the future. So Golf Kitchen, the covers for fall, Wingfoot chef Rye Waddington. The winter is Gary Player, 9-time major champion, the only non-American to win the career Grand Slam. Of course, you know he's into health and fitness. The spring cover of Golf Kitchen magazine is Sabonic's Anthony Giacopinello. And the summer is from Boca West, Jay DiPietro. All of these people are on the covers of Golf Kitchen, the magazine. And there's also Golf Kitchen, the book, and Golf Kitchen America coming out in the future when all of the golf kitchens that are going to be featured. And just so you know, all the golf kitchens that are featured are exclusive places that, you know, most of us don't even get invited to. But they're fabulous. And you just want to go into, like, I wanted to, Diana, go to the Riviera Country Club. Just to, you know, walk in to see the front, just walk in and and I called up the general manager and I said, hi, you know, I know that if I'm in Los Angeles and could I just come and no. So that's what I love. Your photography takes me inside, and I get to meet the people behind the fabulous food that's being prepared in these really awesome kitchens. So let's talk a little bit about the man on the cover, who's not a chef, but who is a wonderful person. You know that every time somebody wins a tournament, Gary Player sends them a congratulatory tweet. If he hears that somebody's having a problem or needs a little support, he sends them a tweet. He's that kind of person. He somehow gets in, and I think his desire to share our need as people, as humans, as bodies, that we need to be healthy, that we need to stay fit, that we need to take care of our vessel. And nutrition is a big part of that, you know, what we put in our bodies. And so the interview that I didn't know Rye Waddington was going to be an interviewer. Tell us about that.
Well, when Mr. Player's publicity team had contacted me maybe 6 weeks ago, suggesting a piece on Gary Player, I was like falling down, really. I couldn't believe it. And I don't know a lot about golf itself and the game, so I thought about, I knew Rye wanted to write, and I know he's a very intelligent person. He knows everything about golf and everything about food. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to contact Chef Rye and ask him if he would like to interview Gary Player, and that's how it happened. And we got the cover shot a couple of days ago, so that's in design, and it's really exciting time for Golf Kitchen.
It is a very exciting time for Golf Kitchen. You have some of those fascinating features. Are you still looking for a recipe for musubi?
You can send me the recipe. You said you were going to send me the recipe.
Okay. I just wanted to say that again because it's so cool. We're talking about these really exclusive places with these fabulous recipes that you have in Golf Kitchen magazine and Golf Kitchen, the book, but that you were thinking about actually having a little sidebar with a little bit of a musubi in there. I thought that was priceless. And everybody loves a musubi on the golf course. So when I was reading about Gary Player being in Golf Kitchen magazine, being on the cover, golfer, humanitarian, icon, gracing the cover of the 2018 January issue, the things that Rye Waddington has written this, I imagine, because he talks about that some of the things they talk about is eating healthy, the importance of teaching manners, and the value of family dinner. Did you get a chance to read this about the manners and the family dinner?
I had read up a lot about Mr. Player and his in everything that he stands for, from what I understand, you know, is health, wellness, and nutrition, and keeping the family unit together, teaching a lot of manners is very important to him as well. And you know, he has a big story to tell. I have not read the interview, so I can't really comment. But when you have Chef Rye on, I think that will be a great time to speak about that topic.
Cause yes.
He's very excited, and I'm sure he's going to be on the show talking to you soon.
He will be. And exactly why. I just, when I think about the family dinner with my 13-year-old, he's gotten so used to having the family dinner that he doesn't want to start eating until everybody's there. And it's not a big elaborate set the table, do this big deal. It's everybody having whatever's being served, leftovers, it doesn't matter. But we all sit down together and we just have a chat. It can be 10 minutes and then he's done. He goes, washes his dish. And then he's off to do homework or maybe a little time out because it's time. I don't mean bad time out. I mean good time out where he just gets to relax because he's had a busy day. It's really important to keep the family together at some point in the day where everybody can just hang. Even if it's maybe if you don't have, you know, it's an unrealistic expectation for everybody to get. How about breakfast? Okay, that's unrealistic. How about dessert? Everybody just gets together for a moment just to be together at the table. Conversations come in, and it's really important. So, Diana DeLucia, You are on Sirius XM Radio. You're going to be on Wednesday?
I think it was recorded on Wednesday, and I know they're doing a replay. It was absolutely an amazing experience being in Sirius headquarters in New York City with state-of-the-art equipment. It was just surrealistic. Surrealistic.
So not being on the telephone.
I did really well, though. Yeah, I think I did okay. I think you can tell how overwhelming it is, you know, because you can hear it in my voice. I know that today. What I would say is having such interest in the golf world, the golf kitchen is just a true honor. And the kitchen really, you know, is the heart of the golf club. And when you talk about family meal, it is the golf chefs and the golf kitchen that treat their membership like a family. And that's what I really like about the industry. It teaches manners and kindness. And I just think the golf industry and the food industry are such a great topic for me, and to uncover all different aspects. And one of the things we were talking about was, let's look outside the chefs and let's look outside the general managers that have the passion for food, and let's find and talk to the golf pros and the superintendents, because they too have a deep connection to the kitchen and the chef and the members.
Very cool. You talked about that, I had this image of, you know, the chef coming into the kitchen. I mean, the superintendent coming into the kitchen. He wants to eat. He wants to have a moment of finding family before he goes back out to work. Having that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Danielle, all the content is just amazing. How many places are interested? I'm so excited to be heading down to Boca West in October. And meeting Mr. Jay DiPietro is going to be fantastic. I know he's a very passionate man and very popular in the golf industry, and he has a definite culinary interest, and I cannot wait to see that. But I'm also heading to San Katie Head, which is in Nantucket, in a few weeks, and we're going to explore a big Nantucket Labor Day weekend outside Lobster Fest.
Oh, wow.
And that chef, he is preparing everything, but he came from 8 years at the Yellowstone Club, which is a Discovery Land club in Montana. And I'm very excited to talk to him about that as well.
So can you tell us where you're going, which club you're going to?
San Katie Head Golf Club.
I'm not familiar with it.
It's a very, very, very private
that's
golf
why I'm
club
not
in Nantucket.
Okay.
I think they have a 10-year waiting list.
That's why I'm not familiar with it.
Well, I've been doing a lot of homework, as you know. Uh-huh. But I am going to, like, we have Glen Arbor coming up, and that's the home of the Gary Player Invitational. That's coming up in October. And then we're heading to, let's see, I mean, there's so many places I can't even, they're not coming into my mind.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm thrilled at your progress. And when I said that, you know, the subscription to Golf Kitchen magazine is the perfect gift coming up on the holidays, it's what I'm going to give to at least two people I know right off the top of my head that would really enjoy getting this Golf Kitchen magazine quarterly, having the interviews, the recipes, the inside information, the recipes, the information about food. Meeting Farmer Lee was such a joy, and it's all because of you, Diana DeLucia, CEO of Golf Kitchen. Such a pleasure knowing you. 600-page coffee table book and collectible. The second in the Golf Kitchen collection will be Golf Kitchen America. How many clubs have you got lined up for Golf Kitchen America?
Well, completed Westchester Country Club is complete, and like my, this is everybody, please forgive me. I'm so overwhelmed by the last week for Golf Kitchen that it's hard for me to say just to remember anything because I am absolutely so overwhelmed, Danielle, as you know.
It's good. It's all good. I'm looking forward to sharing when you're going to be on Sirius because I think everybody should hear your story. Thank you so much.
And just throw that in. It's Addison Reserve, Boca West, Westchester Country Club are the first three clubs that will be featured in Golf Kitchen America. And then we're looking at Royal Isabella in Puerto Rico. And I haven't gone much further than that because, as you know, we've got a magazine launch.
And that
has to get off the ground.
And Diana DeLucia's concept for Golf Kitchen Magazine came from her experience with her best-selling books, Golf Club World, Behind the Gates in 2013, and then, of course, Golf Kitchen in 2016. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Me too. Thank you.
We're going to come back and talk to Mel Soule. He's the founder and director of instruction and the owner of Mel Soule Golf Schools. We want to talk to him about what it's like being in competition, the pressure of being in competition as a team, and having to make a score good enough to keep your card. Those are two completely different pressures. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Tee up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it! Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Would you like to play a round of golf today and raise a little money for Waimea High School? They're having a shotgun at Poipu Bay. And I think it's around 10 o'clock. I need to get confirmation of that. I've got tee times if you'd like to play a round of golf. There's one at 12:10, 12:40, 1:20 at Poipu. And that's where the high school fundraiser, the Waimea High School fundraiser, a shotgun tournament. Doesn't matter when you graduated. Doesn't matter at all. It's not raising money for anything other than for Waimea High School. So you'll be supporting your alma mater. Yes, go team. And you can go and have some fun at Poipu Bay. And hey, you could run into some old classmates you haven't seen in a whole long time. Parties are going out today at Kapolei. They've got there's an 8:37 open, which is really soon, but the Parties are going to go play. It's always fun to hear people's names, like the Hot Tamales are playing at Poipu Bay today. I hope your game's like a hot tamale, which is what we're hoping the European team at the Solheim Cup can find deep inside themselves, being the hot tamales, so that they can, someone said unless they win more than two, it's going to be sad going into singles. We're going to talk right now with Mel Soule. Mel Soule, director of golf, owner of Mel Soule Golf School, and you can find more at ritson-soule.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mel.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you here. Mel Soule School is in Pawleys Island, South Carolina. That's just south of Myrtle Beach. It looks really comfortable there. Mel Soule is a former South African tour player, so he's got some experience in competition. 30 years of teaching experience in South Africa, Canada, and of course here in the United States. So Mel, what we want to talk a little bit about is players in this team competition in Solheim Cup. Somebody says they never say they're sorry for a bad shot. Why wouldn't you say sorry to your teammate?
Yeah, I think instinctively when you hit a bad shot, you want to say sorry, but the partner knows that you're trying your hardest. You didn't hit that bad shot because you didn't care. So I think before the start of the tournament, they say to each other, okay, no, sorry. We're just going to play and go on. So I think you agree to that just before you go and play, because it is instinctive to say sorry.
Yes, exactly. Gosh, I'm so sorry I hit that way in the trees.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotion then that comes back where the person has to say, don't worry about it, it's okay, we'll deal with it, instead of just having the mindset.
Yeah, they're used to playing individual and playing for themselves, and so they can get mad at themselves or whatever. But when you're playing in a team competition, which they don't do too often, it's much more difficult because you've got your partner and your team captain and the country, you know, with all these expectations on you, and it's tough.
It is. Foursomes and four ball. Those are the two formats that they use, right? So which one puts more stress on the player?
Well, I definitely think the alternate shot is the hardest thing in golf. I know even for amateurs, we have a tournament here at our club every year that's an alternate shot. And it's tough because, you know, when you hit a bad shot, you feel even worse because, you know, you put your partner's got to go and play the shot out of the trees that they didn't hit in there, you know. So, that alternate shot's much more difficult than the best ball.
Than the best ball shot format, where you're playing your own ball the whole time and you're dealing with whatever, and you've got the other guy to save you because it's ultimately who gets there and who wins out of the two of you over the other two.
Right.
So with this team competition, though, how does a person work together with the team? Well, what makes it hard?
Well, there's a lot of strategy involved. You know, with the alternate shot, they have to decide before they tee off who's going to play the even holes and who's going to play the odd holes, because they have to hit, the tee shots, either odds or evens. The format that we play here at our club, whoever puts out last on the green, they hit the tee shot on the next hole. So that brings in a little bit more strategy. If you've got a few strokes in hand, you can intentionally miss a putt so that the other person can hit the tee shot on the next hole.
That is strategy, yes.
Yeah. So here they decide who's the best. They look at the par threes. Usually that's the first thing they'll do, is they'll look at the par threes and say, okay, there's three par threes on the even holes. So they'll pick the best iron player and say, okay, we're going to put you on the par threes. And then, they'll play that way. In the best ball, there's also a lot of strategy. And there's one thing that Arnold Palmer and Gary Player used to do years ago when they played in that Shell's Wonderful World of Golf. I used to notice that when they had their putts, they would always putt the shortest putt first, and they'd putt the longest putt second. And so years later, when I was playing golf with Gary Player, I said, you know, why do you do that? And he said, well, think about it. He said, if you've got a short putt, you know your partner's back there, you know, guaranteeing you a par or two putt. You can be a little bit more aggressive with your short putt. You're not going to hit your short putt too far past the hole, so you're most probably going to make par if you don't make birdie, which then gives the player with the longer putt a free run if the par is already in the hole. So I'm surprised that I've never seen, you know, Palmer and Player did that in Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, and then Palmer and Nicklaus used to do it in the Ryder Cup. And I don't see any Ryder Cup players now or any of the girls try and use that strategy, which I think is really smart in a best ball.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think you need to share that more because I've never heard that before, Mel. This is
good.
Yeah,
it's I suppose it's old school and maybe they've forgotten about it. I don't know.
But, yes, you need to remind them. This is Mel Soul, director of golf, owner of Mel Soul Golf School. So we're going to, you know, I'm going to reshare that. I'm going to type that up and write that, send it to you. now, what about, you know, okay, so there's a team competition that we're watching.
Yeah.
And obviously a lot more goes into strategizing than probably a lot of us thought. Then how about the bubble guys? You know, the Sam Saunders, who almost lost his car. He was at 127, and then he shoots a 63 and a 68, and he's like, it looks like he's going to get a two-year exemption and not just, hey, next year's card is guaranteed. Johnson Wagner, kind of in the same. He's at one point, and then Ryan Armour was at 187, now projected to finish 87 in the FedEx Cup standings.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Well, I think it shows the player. I would take this away is that I'm a whole lot better than I thought I was. Because these players, when they go out, it's all about state of mind. And so during the year when they're playing, they play, and I think some of them are intimidated. I think some of them go out and they know their number 320 in the world or something, whatever it is. And then when suddenly they're in this type of position where they say, okay, I've got to perform. If I want to keep my card, I've got, and they are able to pull out shots and they change their strategy and they play well. And I think that should be a learning experience for them to say, okay, I've got my card back. Next year, I'm going to change the way I play and play more like I'm in that type of situation more often.
Yeah, put yourself under the gun intentionally. And that's not an easy thing to do. But if you know, a lot of us have to work hard because you got to pay the mortgage.
Right.
You got all these things that you got to take care of. So you're under the gun and you're always working. You're always hustling. And I don't know that Sam Saunders has a cushion. But some of the kids that come on tour, they get very comfortable. And it gets hard to keep that stuff rolling that it takes to come out there and fight. Arnold Palmer never relaxed. He never, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the great players play every round of golf they play. I remember Nicklaus said, I've never hit a casual shot in my life. So sometimes I go out and I watch. I go to tournaments and go and walk around and watch. And I'll walk around in a practice round, and it amazes me how many casual shots they'll hit. They'll backhand a putt or they'll do something. And in the tournament, they can't do that. So you've got to prepare yourself very, very casually. I don't know if we have the time, but I'll try and tell a quick story about Gary Player when he won the British Open at Lytham and St. Anne's. And his ball finished up against the clubhouse. And he had to play a left-handed shot with his putter. The green is very close to the clubhouse. And he walked up. He had like a four-shot lead or a three-shot lead. And he walked up and down, and read the putt. And then, you know, four or five practice swings. And then finally hit it on the green and two-putted and won the tournament. Again, years later when I was playing, I said to him, you know, what was the big act there? You know, you were leading by three. You could have walked up with one hand and hit it backwards and then three-putted and still won the tournament. And he said, that's the difference between you and me, Mel. He said, I play every shot as if it's that's the shot that really counts. And I think for some tour, they have to get into that mindset that there's no casual shots and that every single shot counts. It's a cliche, but it's very, very true.
Mel Soul, director of golf, you have taught us a whole lot in the last 15 minutes. Owner of Mel's Soul Golf School. You can find out more at ritson-soul.com. If you're in the Pawleys Island area, South Carolina, just south of Myrtle Beach, check out Mel Soul, director of golf. Thanks so much for being on the show. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. I'll certainly look forward to it, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
We're going back to Solheim Cup. Yes, Lewin Mayer is waiting as she's got to get on the course, and it is Global Golf Post time. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative! Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And we're going back to Solheim Cup underway the afternoon and in the clubhouse now. Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post. She's an author, golf writer, back with us. So good to hear your voice. Hi, Lewin.
Hi, I may not be sounding as cheerful as usual.
Well, I don't blame you, because I've decided that I'm cheering for the European Tour. They need all, or the European, they need as much energy as possible. Is that why you're not sounding cheerful?
That's right. No, in fact, I'm fine about it, because what's so lovely is the crowd here are remarkably fair, and they're fun as well, you know. There was a lovely moment this morning, I think it was behind the 12th green, and everybody, seemed that everyone was shouting, USA, USA, USA. And then suddenly a lone man, a rather large one, with very deep voice, yelled, Europe! And all these other people came and patted him on the back. And they were then rather pleased to see Europe finally winning, you know, winning a hole. So it was there's a lovely atmosphere. I just can't tell you how great it is. You know, people really seem to be enjoying women's golf, and that's just lovely to see.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that about the fans, because when you're seeing the United States win by such a huge margin, I mean, yesterday's blowout was terrible, and hear them going, this chanting of USA, it's like, guys, don't rub it in so much, please. This is painful.
It is, I know. It is, but we've got, you know, we've got sort of some good signs. I mean, you've got Georgia Hall. Now, that girl, she's 21. She, I think she played in about, fewer than 10 tournaments all year. She had three in America and about five on the what's left of the LET Tour. Mm-hmm. And so she's playing against the might of America, who've been playing tournaments week after week after week, and yet she's holding her own. So that has to be one very positive thing. And then you've got Katrina Mathew at 47, who's already got a couple of points in the bag. And she only came in, of course, as a substitute for Suzanne Peterson.
It's truly something, how well she's playing. Can I ask you, the Carlotta Chikanda that I'm watching this year is not the Carlotta Chikanda we watched 2 years ago?
No. I mean, she does a lot of things the same, like she sort of skips off the tee and goes running down, you know, as if she can't wait to get down to it. But unfortunately, you know, what follows isn't so good. You know, she's not playing her best golf. And she was at one point managed by the same chap as Sergio Garcia has managed. And, you know, she played with Sergio a bit in her youth. And there was a touch of his adventure and charisma in her play. But it's missing at the moment. She's lost that Spanish magic.
Yeah. Is it in part, you know, because of the Ladies European Tour having such a hard time and she doesn't get a chance to play enough?
No, she gets to play in America, so it's not affecting her at all.
But I don't see her often in the leaderboard, you know, so I'm...
No, you don't. She's just simply not playing well, but, you know, just as you've seen her play well in the past, so we just wait for that moment, and we thought that the Solheim Cup would recapture that moment for her, and, you know, so far it hasn't.
It just is golf. That is what it is, isn't it?
Yes. And I think we've all, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, pathetic, but, you know, we have really been unlucky. I mean, we've lost Suzanne Pettersson, one back injury. Then we've got Anna Nordqvist, who's had glandular fever and isn't 100%. And then we've got Charlie Hull, who's got a slightly dicey wrist. And the add-in that we've got, you know, Florentina Parker, who's only played about... seven tournaments all year because of the NET situation. And, you know, we can't afford to be struggling like that. We need to have everything, you know, working for us, and it's not.
Yeah, it's one of those years. That's why I'm saying I'm cheering for the European squad, because I don't want it to be a blowout. I want it to be exciting so that, you know, it keeps that excitement. We all know what happened during years when the Ryder Cup was a blowout on the guys' side, you know, when the U.S. was, and then the Europeans came on, and then it became a competition, and we had that Solheim Cup competition that, you know, and the Europeans won, and then the U.S. took it back, and we're just not able to see that. But that's just the way it goes. We're still behind women's golf 100%, and it shows. The fans, the number, how many tickets have been sold? Tremendous number.
Oh, absolutely fantastic. I've never seen crowds like it. Absolutely huge. I mean, it's not often you can say that you really can't see at Des Moines, you know, at a golf tournament. But here, the only reason you can see is that the crowd is so amazingly polite. And every time you find a tall man in front of you, he sort of notices and just sort of pushes you in front of him. And it's absolutely lovely. I have never known such good manners on a golf course. It's wonderful.
You're right. That's beautiful. Now, one of your favorite players is Michelle Wee, and watching her play with Danielle Kang, and I only say that one of your favorite, I know we in journalism, we don't have favorites, but you've often written about her when she was struggling so mightily several years ago, and you were really behind her, and it just touched my heart. Seeing her doing so well and having such a good buddy in Danielle Kang, they're having a good time, aren't they?
They're having a wonderful time. And I'll tell you what I've noticed more than ever about Michelle Wee, you know, this week. Well, I've always thought of her. She hasn't got a jealous bone in her body. She, you know, you ask her about anybody else, you know, sort of somebody who would have been, you know, who's younger and coming up. And she, you know, she doesn't worry about her own status at all. She just, you know, she just is so wonderful about all the young and up and coming stars. And I don't know. And then she was wonderfully generous this morning about, you know, the match she lost to, who was it, to Matthew and Isha.
Yes.
You know, she said they played great. You know, they made one bogey, I think, today. They played really good, putted great. You know, we played good as well, but just not as good as them. And we're definitely bummed. We put up a good fight. You know, and she's just so very jolly and very sporting. And, you know, and she and Daniel Kang were disappointed. They walked off hand in hand, but smiling ruefully. You know, I just thought, you know, aren't they a wonderfully supporting couple?
Yes, they are. And it's marvelous to watch. Daniel Kang was here in Hawaii when Michelle Wee had her We Love Ping Pong, and it's a fundraiser for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And Danielle was in the event and playing ping pong. She has that way about her. She, you, when you watch her, you know, you're standing next to the ping pong table, and just her glance makes you feel acknowledged. And that's a,
yes,
it's a very special thing that a person can do. You can either feel on the inside of the arena with them, or a glance can make you feel like you're behind the ropes and you better stay there. And Danielle has a way of embracing the people around her. And I think that's a marvelous attribute for a young lady in this business of golf, where you have to have some flair. And she definitely has that. And of course, Michelle has always stood in her statuesque way and always been the eye catcher, you know, that people love to watch. Christy Kerr and Lexi Thompson. I would have put, you know, Lexi on the tee and Christy on the green, and then just let it go from there.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I would, you know, trust Kerr with anything. I mean, you know, if the dinner was about to burn in the oven, she'd rescue it in time. I mean, she's just somebody on whom you would rely in a crisis. I mean, she's absolutely astonishing, the putt she holds.
And then she walks it in. It's like she just has this, I know it's going and I'm going to walk it in. That must drive people crazy.
It must drive people crazy. It didn't drive Lexi crazy. She was enjoying it thoroughly. I mean, you know, it's huge knowing that you've got a partner who is actually going to hold these things. And, you know, yesterday, Kerr held a putt and everybody knew she was going to hold it. You know, there's never any, you know, no doubts or nerves in the gallery at all. They just knew that she would hold the putt, and she does this time and time again.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Tiger Woods thing when he was on. There was, you know, of course he's going to make it. He's Tiger Woods. Of course she's going to make it. She's Christy Kerr. She's a tiger on the green. That's all there is to it. She knows, and she's got the eye, and she's got the feel. And when she's on, she's absolutely on. You are on your way after this fabulous weekend to the Evian.
That's right. Yes.
Wow. And we're going to talk during the Evian Championship. I understand they treat everyone like kings and queens over there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yes. I mean, I just hope they get great weather for it, because that place in sunshine, you know, looking out across Lake Geneva into the mountains of Switzerland, you're never going to have a more stunning venue. And, you know, the feel-good factor at the Evian on a fine day is just, there's nothing to pass this, I have to say.
Well, I can't wait to talk with you. You just made me, I feel like I should be in a bath, the Evian baths, and be mineraled while I gaze at the mountains.
Apparently, you have to wash your hair in Evian water, too.
Okay. I'll get right on it. Lewin Mayer, thank you so much. Global Golf Post will be reading you. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you for making the golf club possible, Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. It's Futura Stone, only the best. Thank you for making the golf club possible, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, a repair, doesn't matter if it's ground up or if you're just trying to keep it on the ground, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. And Creative Plumbing will do that. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business. And then you make your home sexy, okay? Because if you want to increase the value of your home, you put a Rainer door on it. And you heard about the custom Rainer doors that are available to you now. You can make your home so special. Rainer doors, okay? Call Rainer doors. And Claude Brusso, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, Aimpoint Certified, Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brusso. He is on Maui. He's at the Kahili Course. It's the Maui School of Golf with Claude Brusso. If you'd ever like to listen to the show again, you just go to radiogolfclub.com, radiogolfclub.com. And then there's a page, it's the listen page. You click on that. And then it says live, and then it says archives. And so you click on the archives, because after it's live, it's not the show anymore. You go to the archives and you can hear it. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.